This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel, and here's the latest installment of our series, Vocal Impressions. About once a month, we ask you to describe famous voices. It's a task that requires quite a bit of creativity, and it's not as easy as you might think. Writer Brian McConaughey came up with the idea, and he guides us through some of your responses.
This batch of voices drew our largest response yet. I guess that'll happen when you mix Barry White, Eleanor Roosevelt, Mick Jagger, and Luciano Pavarotti. So we'll begin with replies for Mick Jagger.
I saw her today at the reception.
Ken Peters says Mick Jagger sounds like a fire in the street that no one wants to put out. Susan Smythe says it's a voice full of desire and lips that only kiss themselves. Dana Nielsen says it's a great date with the wrong guy.
A glass of wine and a hand.
Jay Mile offers a saxophone being played while it's melting. Mary Jane Brown says of Mick Jagger, sounds like the first bad thing you did that felt good.
I knew she was gonna meet her connection.
Julianne Hurst Williams offers a box of chocolates with a spider in it. Leslie Gurwitz, your annoying younger brother's annoying best friend the day after you had a surprisingly sexual dream about him.
You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want.
Not every man can have what he wants.
Now that's where we're going to have to leave Sir Mick and Leslie for now and go on to former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt.
The long and meticulous study and debate means that it reflects the composite views of the many men and governments who have contributed to its formulation.
Leanne Shotten says, the American Queen Mom, reminding us to play fair, be kind to others, and always lend a helping hand. She sounds like a cross between Katharine Hepburn and Miss Piggy, offers Bill Derezowitz. Martha Kubiker says, she sounds like an upright broom standing in the corner ready to clean house.
There are, of course, particular provisions in the Declaration before us with which we are not fully satisfied.
Stephanie Miller offers, sounds like Julia Child before she got into the cooking sherry. Jessica Carlson says of Eleanor Roosevelt, a swimming pool in late October.
But we know that we have to work together.
Catherine Moore says she sounds as though she's trying to speak during an unpleasant personal medical exam.
We must at the same time.
We got it together, didn't we?
Rededicate ourselves.
Nobody but you and me.
To the unfinished task which lies before us.
We've got it together, baby.
And on that disturbing image, let's move on to Barry White. Jim Green says, a roller coaster ride in a hot tub through the tunnel of love. George Harris offers, if syrupy, thick erotica owned a vehicle, his voice would be the car alarm. Angus Vail offers, satin sheets caressing a velvet leisure suit on a waterbed.
You're my sun, my moon, my guiding star.
Brett Lamb says, a waterfall of melted butter. Victoria Lecure says of Barry White's voice, it's sun-warmed cat fur. Schubert Moore says, deep need on a Saturday night.
I see so many ways that I can love you till the day I die.
And John Crotty says of Barry White, it's what you'd expect to hear when you put your ear up to an empty bottle of Viagra. And on to our last batch, Luciano Pavarotti. Ardeth Wagley says, to hear Pavarotti is to empty the breath from your own chest that he may better present its intentions. Bradley Nybuck says, his voice sounds like humanity taking a victory lap. Olivia Linda offers, he sounds like all the magnificent architecture that has yet to be built. Lee Mai says, the universe vibrating inside your body. Charlene Rausch says of Pavarotti, it's the voice of every castrati crying out for heirs. Dick Hirschberger offers, it's what seagulls must think they sound like. Michael McCarthy offers, the sound of your heart when you suffer a tremendous personal loss and you're asked, how do you feel? Jessica Carlson says, it's a new baby's first taste of air. And on to our sixth batch, and in this group we have... Elvis Presley. Comedian Phyllis Diller.
Fang, that's my husband. Everybody says, why do you call him Fang? He's got this one tooth, it's 2 inches long.
Celine Dion.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see.
And Bobby Short.
Night and day, you are the one.
And I'll be back next month with your descriptions and impressions.
Night and day.
The voices of Bobby Short, Celine Dion, Phyllis Diller, and Elvis Presley. If you've got descriptions that you'd like to share with Brian McConaughey, go to npr.org, where you can also read some of the other responses to the previous batch.
Viva Las Vegas!
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.